Mainstream Mental Health Radio
with Dr. John Huber.
What do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
We're on a mission from God.
News, issues revolving around mental health.
Dr. John Huber, a mental health professional for over 20 years, the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a clinical forensic psychologist, and a psychology professor at Texas State University. Breaking the silence of mental health, one day at a time, discussing the human condition, providing a sounding board for mental health issues, and making mental health mainstream.
You got a gift, my friend.
Now it's time for Mainstream Mental Health Radio.
Let the healing begin.
With Dr. John Huber.
The end of the holiday season here. And as a psychologist, I like to use a lot of humor. And I like to try and get other people to see the humor in life that maybe because we're busy and things like that, we don't see. And so we've looked at our friendly neighborhood Santa Claus, and my conclusion is that I think Father Christmas may need some therapy. We know that to millions of people, Santa Claus is a beloved fixture in society. He's colorful. He brings joy. But if we start digging deeper, all of these behaviors may actually indicate a serious personality deficit or problems, and he may actually be a deeply disturbed individual. First thing that stands out is we all know he sees you when you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake. What is he, some kind of new big brother? He's watching us 24/7. That definitely shows a little voyeuristic tendency. He's actually a big one because he's watching everybody. And that may have some indications or implications that he has some serious, serious personal space issues. And at the very least, could benefit from learning some social boundaries there. We also know Santa is very, very judgmental. He keeps a list and he marks who's naughty and who's nice. But according to who? According to Santa. So we sit back and we can even look at other psychologists out there. Psychologist Carolyn Simon, she has research that says being judgmental distorts our perception of other people and ourselves and on what matters most in living a well-lived human life. And I think Santa has some lessons to learn there. Then feeds on and engenders a lack of sympathy for other people. And that's one of the things Santa is supposed to be there. He's supposed to be good-hearted and good-natured. But if he's losing that sympathy, I think it's problematic. We see someone who's not willing to take care of himself in Santa Claus. He's overweight. He's been that way for several hundred years. In fact, he's wearing the same clothes for the last 200 years. I think he seriously needs to go see somebody, a wardrobe consultant at the very least. But being overweight, man, he needs to go get a hold of Richard Simmons or start doing some aerobic exercise and watch his diet, you know. The other thing is Santa works one day a year. Now, that's kind of lackadaisical, and, you know, how can he afford to do this? Well, I think he affords to do it because he has all these little people that he's trapped and he makes work and slave hours on hours in sweatshops building toys that he's going to give away and uses as an enticement to get little boys and girls to sit on his lap. That is highly, highly suspect, and he definitely should be seeing a therapist after doing that. I think Santa Claus is maybe not really working on that one day, you know, because what do we see? All these people who saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Is he out there really making out with everybody's mom? And what about Mrs. Claus? He leaves her at home for that one day and tells her that he's going off to work. I think that's suspect as well. She might be interested in a good divorce lawyer. All in all, I think Santa Claus should start seeing a therapist. Maybe we can get to the bottom of some of these questions that we have. He does have a plethora of issues that definitely need some individual immediate attention. And you guys, you know, got to watch out. Protect your wives, protect your children, and get ready for Christmas 2018. Hope you all had an amazing holiday season, and get ready to take on the world in 2018. Well, that wraps up our show today. We had a very amazing conversation with Judge David Glickler about the Veterans Court, and we wrapped it up with a overall wrap-up of our holiday season with a kind of a sarcastic look at Santa Claus. If you have any inputs, please feel free, when you follow us at mainstreammentalhealth.org, to send us emails at our website address at the bottom of the page. Follow us on Facebook. You can leave comments there. And don't forget to share our radio show with your friends and family. You can listen to us at Blog Talk Radio, Mainstream Mental Health, or you can Google us at Mainstream Mental Health Radio, as well as catching us on the Mental Health Radio News Network. Thank you for listening, and remember, life is what happens while you're making plans, so buckle up.
Thanks for listening to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media, Google Plus, Mainstream Mental Health, Instagram at Mainstream Mental Health, Twitter at Mainstream MENTL, and search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.
Because of